This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, Icons East, I guess. Always obsess on that.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Micah, Emia is our guest, MicahFema.com, Emia. And we're going to go to your phone calls right after this short segment. A bunch of other clips, a ton of other news. I forgot to even get into what he mentioned. CNN rigged the latest poll again. But what does your gut tell you about dirty tricks the next 28 days, where we're going? Obviously, they're going to throw everything they can against us if Trump gets in, too. But we can't just submit and put Hillary in.
She's clearly trying to start something with Russia, and it's ugly. It's something that we have to just keep cracking at those eggs. I mean, I feel like they're trying to boil everyone up, and we got to keep cracking at them, you know, small cracks, big cracks, before they get hard-boiled. Otherwise, it's too late. And, you know, I know my sign wasn't the most heroic. I got in and out peacefully, and it was funny. I even went back. If you watch the footage, there's some blurry signs because it was a close-up behind Savannah, what's her name. But, you know, these people are blind to it. I was holding up a sign that said Bill Clinton is a rapist, and they didn't even care. I mean, it was like clockwork walking out of there. And I feel like this is biblical. I mean, this is the trumpets are sounding. Honestly, whoever said that last night, I mean, I thought of that too. It's you know, the flies are trying to get in to Hillary. She is pure evil. And if you're not actively trying to wake up at least the people that you love and your family, and that's where it starts, you have to have these conversations, the hard ones, even though, you know, you think that they're so close-minded, you have to keep chipping away and cracking away at it. Otherwise, you're just giving up yourself. And I don't know. I just can't stand by and do that, and that's why I love
it. Well, I agree with you, and that's why I've gotten so emotional. I mean, I'm very cold about my analysis, but the history, what's happening, realizing what's coming if she wins, this is all a manifestation of global resistance to tyranny, the Brexit, Russia, and what's happening here.
Right. Right. And I feel bad for, you know, Hillary's granddaughter. I mean, she's an actual person. And this is just, it's pure evil. And it's like, God's working through you. And that's why I've always wanted to thank you. And I know you don't like to be thanked, but I want to thank God right now for working through you and through your team as a vessel. And if I could be anything, you know, a little cog in the wheel, like, I'm going to keep going. And I know that anyone out there, they just have to make the decision. I mean, people told me not to do it. People told me because they doubted if it was even going to be a real thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Alex Jones is a man of his word, and you obviously don't know him like that. And this is going down. I can do it. And it's all about mentality. And if we have to we have to stay in that positive mentality that this is it. This is the only chance that we get. Donald Trump is our only way out of this mess. And if it goes to Hillary, it's done. And that really is how drastic we have to think. And everyone needs to get out there. We need to organize. And we need to figure out how to do things with members. I mean, I didn't have anyone else to go with. I could have had a bullhorn if someone would have, you know, passed it over the fence easily. But
sure. Well, we've had $100,000 contests before, and people couldn't believe it when the check actually came. They got on air, and they went on their own Skype. They go, look, it came. Last week, we were doing mock checks. So they didn't want me to actually sign real checks with, you know, the numbers on them on air. And I was like, well, some of these guys are getting $5,000 checks. This isn't right. Send them back. So I've actually got to get to that. When I say checks in the mail, I've got to get to it. But it isn't about that. It's about taking action and about the little people are really the big people and doing it and to create the excitement, the electricity that money's involved. I've had a lot of contests where it's not even money's involved. Those are some of the biggest we have. But I'm going to have a $5,000 contest on putting up, you know, different signs about Bill Clinton and about Hillary and Benghazi, because it's about people getting the idea that even if they shut down the media, we can go out and we can do things in public that have an even bigger effect. All right. Well, Micah Femia, thank you so much. MicahFemia.com. We'll obviously talk to you again soon. And, hey, do it again. Oh, I should have added, you can win repeatedly. go-getters. Just keep doing it over and over again. Great job.
Plenty more shows.
Great job, my friend. And look, half the time I'm stumbling through this because I'm tired half the time. I'm just doing my best job I can. Well, I appreciate the listeners and the viewers. Your phone calls are 3 minutes away. I'm going directly to you. More clips and a lot more. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Phone calls after I play this clip. I'm going to play this clip several more times before the show's over because it's so important. I've already played it once. This is when they bring up 11-year-old edited tape talking about some really gorgeous woman, and the fact, oh, but she was married, so he couldn't date her. It's clear he's saying that. But it doesn't matter. He never claimed to be an angel. We found Howard Stern. It's a secret guy named Howard Stern. He has a secret show, and we caught this secret thing. You know, him being asked dirty questions and responding to it. That's what you do. You go on Stern's show, you plug what you're doing, you talk about your issues, and then he asks you dirty questions. You go, okay, yes, I guess. Oh, yeah, all right, okay, whatever. That's what he does. Okay, all right, back to my hotel. Or back to my golf course. Or back to where I am on politics. Point is, he went out of his way when it was popular to attack Iraq in 2003. To go on Fox and CNN. We have the clips. We played them. I'm not going to play them again. You see the media go, again last night. You never said you were against the Iraq war. I forgot that part. Yes, he did. And it's wrong to lie about it. But again, they got Howard Stern, 2006, 3 years after it starts. He didn't want to talk about it. So he's just like, whatever. I mean, people walk to me in restaurants all the time, and I'm tired. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm just eating, and they're asking political questions. I'm like, Oh, my gosh, Alex said, to whatever. This is the games they play. We know where Trump stands. We know what he's for. But this is what got Bill Clinton so unhappy and got him to flip out. Here is the video of Trump finally fighting back. 5 minutes into the debate, when they'd already hit him three times with how much he hated women for his statement.
Jeff from Ohio asks on Facebook, Trump says the campaign has changed him. When did that happen? So, Mr. Trump, let me add to that. When you walked off that bus at age 59, were you a different man, or did that behavior continue until just recently? And you have 2 minutes for this.
I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country.
Pause.
And certainly I'm not proud of it.
Back in about 5 seconds. Hillary's like, good, he's not fighting back. She's all secure. Good. He's going to let me just attack him. Good, we've got control of him. I can't believe he doesn't understand how weak I am. Good, he's under my control. Good, yeah. But then he just hits her. And she doesn't like it. And we were getting the clip. CNN pulled it. She starts going from another camera angle I saw. I saw it on Facebook, so did you. And when they're out there trying to find it, she starts going, ooh, like she's having another seizure. But Clinton, Bill, the serial rapist, he really freaks. Here it is.
I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country. And certainly I'm not proud of it. But that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So don't tell me about words. I am absolutely, I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Absolutely. He goes on to say she should be put in jail. She's clearly a criminal. And Bill Clinton could not stand it. We're getting the video slowed down of him in that epic point where he totally flips out, and it's going to be a major meme we put out. It's a major weapon against these people. And then cut to the women that he's looking at right across the aisle, a bunch of his victims. He can't stand the fact that they've killed their dogs, they've killed their cats, they've threatened their family, they've had their mortgages taken, they've got them fired from jobs, he's harassed them for years, and they just won't back down. He can't stand the fact that he's killed so many people, and so many people murdered, and folks just don't care, they're still fighting. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day when I can go to Bill Clinton's grave and look at it and know justice has been done. I'm not going to piss on his grave because I don't. He's a failure. I'm sad for him. He's a very, very wicked, evil person. He's a type of traitor the globalists lifted up because he was so empty and so evil and would betray this nation. What's got him so scared of Trump? They've smelled his spirit. They don't like it. He hates con artists. He hates scammers. He hates seeing this country run down a rat hole. And he is worldly. I mean, wanting to be wealthy, wanting to be powerful. But that's not a sin in and of itself. It can turn into something bad. But He's the ghost of Christmas present. Prosperity. If you want to get into a allegory from fiction. And they don't like that. Let's go ahead. We've got Lamar, Josh, Dan, Don, Dan. Let's go ahead and go to Josh in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to Lamar. You're on the air, Josh.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm super fired up to the point I can hardly stand it. I mean, it was great to see that comeback. If he stays on the attack for 28 days and just doesn't apologize for anything and just hammers the hell out of them, he's going to win. They'll try to steal it, and I think that'll blow up in their face, too. What do you think?
Brother, he killed it. I mean, he was exactly what we need. There was two points I wanted to say about what happened last night. One, when she continues to make these negative, disparaging remarks, saying that he's a racist. I really want him to make the connection of her, because he did it in the first debate.
And Robert Byrd.
The super predator remark, and then correlate that directly into the prison sentences that her and her husband helped implement it by.
And the blood, selling the AIDS blood. That's not been brought up.
Yeah, I agree. Those are two things that he needs to kind of focus on. And the other thing, my own personal experience, I fought a 10-year fight with the federal government, but working for a company for 6 months. It was a housing market mortgage fraud thing. That being said, after fighting them, I worked for them for 6 months. After fighting the government for almost 10 years, I finally had to plead, because if I didn't plead, they were coming at me for 14 years. And it's exactly what he said. If somebody would have done a fifth of what she did, they'd end up in federal prison. My probation officer.
Oh, absolutely. The average apartment manager routinely has Homeland Security threatening to arrest them for no reason. They've written the laws where they can selectively enforce them where nothing's legal. But then they let insiders do whatever they want.
And the last thing I want to also talk about, too, is about the race relations. So, my best friend, who and I were both in federal prison together, he's African-American. Let me tell you, I was...
Yeah, well, you just say that. You don't really have any black friends. You just say that because you're so racist.
Well,
leftists, though, they can be liberal, and their black friends are real.
Well, the irony is that this is the true racism I've seen more and more, and it's so proliferated in the African-American community, is African-Americans against other African-Americans. And that's the truth. And that's something that doesn't want to be brought up, because if you...
Yeah, why do you think there's such an epidemic of black-on-black crime? I mean, it's been bad for 50 years, but it's really exploding.
I think so much of it also has a lot to do with the way the media, the way pop culture is. They focus the attention on if you're not a thug or a gangster or doing something of some illegal aspect or being involved in sports, then you're not really black. And that, to me, is absolutely absurd. If you're articulate, you're intelligent, you choose to have an education.
Yeah, no. Look, have you ever seen crabs at the beach? You catch a bunch of crabs, and they don't attack each other till one tries to get out. It's the weirdest thing. I don't care what crab species it is. When one tries to climb out, they come over and grab them.
It's amazing.
It's horrible.
Look, I watched it. My friend, he would get it all the time, telling him that, he's Uncle Tom, he's whitewashed. And his response would be like, why? Because I chose to not be associated with this concept of what, quote-unquote, black America is. So, again, I leave you with that, Alex. Thank you so much. Again, by the way, the team that you put together, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Owen Short, all these guys, I've been listening to you. You woke me up in 2006, right before I got indicted, which is ironic. And I got to tell you, the team you put together is absolutely fantastic. So thank
you. Well, let me
mention
the team. I mean, Ashley Beckford's black. Her ancestors are from Africa. She's a human. And even getting into these terms, that's the left creates it all about terms, obviously Martin Luther King. She goes out and just mildly asks questions about Hillary. White people, you name it, scream, you're an Uncle Tom. They're the big racist. And they get off on the fact that they're liberal so they can say whatever they want. It's like gay people and go, you're a faggot, you're a queer, you're a blah, blah. Anybody else says that it's bad. And it just perpetuates this whole thing when all they are is actually racist, operating in a racist world, but saying they're good. I mean, it's actually crazy. It's nuts.
Everything we're seeing right now, I listen to NPR, and it disgusts me, because it's supposed to be nationally public radio, and all I hear is them bashing Trump. All they're doing is pushing the race, white privilege this. It's unbelievable, the nonstop race baiting that they're doing.
Oh, yeah, all they care about is thinking they're in the winning team. All right, brother, great call. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to... Again, we're talking about the debate last night. How do you think it went? What's the next dirty trick to come? Is everybody still in the hoax of Friday that, oh, my God, 11-year-old tape with some racing dog, oh, it's over. This is Donald Trump. He's been married to three supermodels. He's got a whole bunch of kids. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He eats big, juicy ribeye steaks and ice cream. and eats milkshakes and plays golf and likes women. So Bill Clinton likes to rape women. He likes women. Hillary likes women, but that's okay that she's in the hotel room with Uma Abedin and she's more tail than a toilet seat. That's all right. It's just that Donald Trump is, it's hypocrisy. Okay, make him stand down. Hillary needs to be arrested. I tell you what, you arrest Hillary, you charge her, then I'll say Trump's a bad guy. This guy has a speeding ticket. Donald Trump, this person murdered people. Well, arrest the speeding ticket guy. It's just insanity. Lamar in Tennessee, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you again. I really wasn't going to vote for Trump. And not because of all the typical nonsense that you hear people say that he's a racist and his taxes and all this kind of ridiculous stuff.
But that he's too liberal? Was it because he's too liberal? Because that could be true.
No, I'm very libertarian, and I feel like he could have easily won this election by tweaking his campaign a little bit and really preaching about adhering to the Constitution and all the things I wanted to hear. I was never quite hearing out of him, and so I was.
He did say a lot of that. In fairness, the media didn't cover it. I've seen incredible things he said that never get on the news. So, in fairness, have you been following his speeches?
Yeah, I listen to him a lot, and I don't agree with him on. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, like Edward Snowden and everything.
I agree with you there. I agree he shouldn't be talking about the torture, but it's also then good that he's so honest about it. He's like, we're doing it. They're terrorists. He needs to change that. I agree.
Yeah, and so I was looking always looking for some kind of a cue or signal, to say, okay, is this guy really his own man? Is he really gonna follow through at least with the things we can agree on? And when he on live national TV in the middle of the debate went against his own running mate, Mike Pence, that I personally was not that happy that he picked. I was looking for somebody a little more edgy and
Let me guess. You like the fact he said we don't need to have war with Russia?
Exactly. 100%.
No, listen. Right. Listen, he's got problems and he's very pig-headed, okay? That's why they hate him. He's for real. Now, he has some views that I think are wrong, but he thinks you're right. But let me tell you, he's for real, man. He wants to make us prosperous. He doesn't want to attack people that aren't our enemies. He has a real sense of justice, okay? And that's why they're so scared of him, bro. So I'm glad you're seeing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, anybody that falls for this thing about Russia, you really got to be simple-minded. You're the most gullible. This whole thing about Russia is manipulating our election.
Russia in the 50s was trying to take us over. Russia is falling apart. They're trying to become free market. They're promoting Christianity and having kids. They're the opposite of the leftist globalist system, and that's why the leftists hate them.
Yeah, and I think now that he's done that, he's kind of put himself in a box. He can't go back on that one. He threw his running mate under
the bus. Well, let me tell you, if the Russians pull anything, and there's different camps, they may do something, some military provocation Putin doesn't know about. There's lots of sabotage. Trump will get angry and we'll do it and we'll go with his generals. The good news is he's got the best generals there are advising him. He's not an idiot. He's an executive. He goes, gets the top people. Let me tell you, Trump's going to change the world if he gets in. They're probably going to kill him. And so I'm glad you're starting to. What I'm getting is, Lamar, you weren't going to be for Trump, but now you are.
Right, definitely not. I was not, and I only am because of this one thing. It gives me a little bit.
And that's enough. Isn't it? Not having World War III. God bless you. I appreciate your absolutely. Look, Democrats that are reasonable people, top liberal professors that, head up the Russian studies group say, we need Trump. This guy's good. the neocons that run Obama and Hillary are crazy people. The guy they followed out of Chicago Business School was a Nazi. And, man, that's what gets really weird. Like, some of these guys are like Jewish Russians and stuff that were Trotskyites. Then there's like weird Nazis and then this weird Nazi guy, Speer. And they're over there at Chicago Business saying in justifies the mean Machiavellian, and they're just these students went to this and just got whacked out, man. And so much of our problems come out of this. You mix Nazism with communism and then weird Jewish socialism, it's just nasty, 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 nasty. And of course there are a lot of neocons that aren't Jews, just all they're anti-Semitic. It's a fact that it's a Jewish contingent of weirdo Nazis. And that's what I'm saying. It's so weird. It's like George Soros. He made his first, 100 million robbing Jews for the Nazis. It's like the worst It's just, and I have liberal Jews go, well, he had to then kill him. And I'm like, I'm not getting it. Somebody said, oh, we're going to kill you if you don't say, go kill Mexicans. I'd say, well, pull the freaking trigger, dumbass. Ain't doing it. You know, it's this idea of like, he was going to die. No, he wasn't. He went. His dad was involved with him. He was a piece of crap. He could have gotten out of the country. I mean, George Soros is a monster. Dan in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good long-term subscriber, first-time caller.
Thank you for the support, brother.
Yeah, you've got to always have. Listen, I just want to preface this by saying, you know, I'm a non-Christian, but I saw something today that was forwarded to me that I just had to share with you, and it's a prophetic picture of Donald Trump. And this minister is talking about being saw a little blurb on Trump being the 45th president of the United States, which he would be. And he was called to read Isaiah 45. And the funny thing about Isaiah 45 is it references Cyrus, who is a heathen king anointed by God to protect the Jews and rebuild Jerusalem. Who does that remind you of? Trump is no preacher, but he may be just an anointed guy that's going to disrupt this whole thing for
I totally agree. Now, that's what my that's it. That's it. That is exactly how the universe works. I mean, I've experienced this. I mean, because you can sit there and say, I hate these preachers. I hate these fake religious people. Of course it's bull. But then there's weird stuff in the universe going on. I've experienced it. God's real. It's whatever you want to call it. There's providence. It's energy. It's a will. That's, I mean, you look at like Revelation talks about the Trump and the, all of it. It's very, very biblical, but I haven't seen that. Let's pull up. What is this particular graphic? What's the name of it so we can pull it up for folks?
Well, the article was on charismanews.com. It was forwarded to me by my son, who's a pastor. And the thing just stood out at me when it said a prophetic picture of Donald Trump. And it, when you read what it says, how Isaiah, 150 years before Cyrus's birth, declared through the prophet Isaiah that a foreign man, a non-Jew named Cyrus, would be anointed shepherd of his people and rebuild Jerusalem beginning in the first phase of the house of the Lord. I read through this and I go, again, I'm not a Christian, but I think prophecy is fascinating. And if you don't keep your eyes and ears open, you're not going to hear things that just might be a big deal.
Well, guys, let's pull up Isaiah 45 on TV if we can. There it is, prophecy. God sent Donald Trump to wage war against destructive spirits. You scroll down, and that's it. He wants to build. Well, they get it. He wants to build. He wants to be prosperous. That's what God gives you. That's the fruits. And he's not perfect. The enemy wants to tear us down and then rule us. Let's put it back on screen from Isaiah, and I'll go back to you. But I want to read this since you mentioned it. Can we put that back on screen? Thanks, guys. It goes on, and yep, there it is. Absolutely, Isaiah 45. That is really wild, isn't it?
I figured God can use any tool he wants to use. And so I saw this, and the first thing I thought of as I was listening this morning is I got to call our brother down there in Texas and get the word out.
Sure, but you say you're not a Christian. I mean, I would say I don't believe in this religious system, but I believe in Christ.
Well, I'm a non-believer, but I always have my eyes and ears open because, you know, searching is...
Sure, well, what happens if you say you have a dream, and then a month later the exact dream comes true?
There you go.
But have you ever had that experience?
I have had that experience where I feel like I'm being talked to. And again, I question it. Where is that coming from? I don't know.
But I mean, a lot of people, I've had dreams, okay, where 100% it comes true. And when it's happening, like I had a dream a month or so before, and I'm like, this weird dream of this guy with a pink and green striped polo shirt, and I'm walking around this building, I don't know why I'm there, and then he comes out and mugs me, attacks me. And then as it happened, it was just so surreal, and I've had those dreams over and over again. I mean, I've told people this. I had dreams they built the World Trade Center. I didn't say that on Earth. I was there to build the World Trade Center and blame Bin Laden and launch this big war on July 25th. It's on video. It's on YouTube. And, you know, I kept having dreams of the towers collapsing and blowing up. I didn't tell anybody that, but my wife at the time, and she's like, look, they're going to blow the towers up. And I went on air and said it. I said, they're going to blow the towers up. But, I mean, I saw that. You know, so what's going on? Let me tell you, there's a lot going on hidden in the books, to quote William Shakespeare. I forget, it's like in Horatio or one of those. And he's, You know, they kind of repeat it, Master and Commander. Like, as soon as they throw the guy's body overboard and he's dead, all the bad luck ends, and the wind comes back, and they say, whoa. He says, the Dr. Matcher, and he goes, yeah, a lot of stuff in the world hidden in your books, buddy. We'll be back. I think it's what Dr. Pachinik said last time. He's quoting Bismarck. God loves... We'll quote it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's our theme Monday, October 10th, 2016. Only 28 days left as the world watches the people of the United States attempt to break away from the New World Order and global governance. This is Self-Determination, 1776 in the year 2016. Raping America since 93. We're up to $30,000 now. I'm paying out the folks that have raided Clinton events, screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist wearing the rape shirt, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're not going to sell enough of the shirt probably to pay off the deal. I don't care. I'm all in, spending everything I've got, all our reserves, against the enemy right now to promote nationalism and sovereignty and liberty worldwide. I am all in, committed at every level. I promise we'll finish up with Mike, Don, Steve, and Dan. With Dr. Pachinik, we'll go 5 minutes the next hour and then hand the baton to David Knight with more highlights from last night. We're going to talk to Pachinik here in just a moment. But before I go any further, there is a new WikiLeaks. In fact, I accidentally left it in my office dealing with dead bodies. I was told Biggs was bringing it over. So much is happening. There's also a new WikiLeaks. So just have him bring it to me again. It's not here. Thanks. New WikiLeaks emails. Clinton campaign insiders fears Bill's sex life could sink Hillary. And they're in there talking about covering it up, the rapes, all the rest of it. That's why they're preparing all this to go after Trump. By the way, I've done investigations into Trump with women that he was formerly known to be with. I'm just going to be honest, before I endorsed him over a year ago. And I talked to Hollywood folks. He's very straight-laced. He's a one-woman man. And he is super conservative privately. And then when he's around liberals and stuff, he'll kind of do some of this jocular talk. But if you really listen to it, I thought she was really beautiful. I wanted to take her and buy her furniture. That's how he thinks he gets women. Not putting Trump down, but it sounds a little amateurish for me. They turn this into this giant, ridiculous garbage when Hillary is helping, you know, pedophiles cover up their rape of 12-year-olds. She admits she knew he was guilty. Funding jihadis, all the sexual crimes. Bill Clinton, you know, with the rapes being settled. We're pouring through the latest WikiLeaks that came out today, so look for more in the next few hours from Blumenthal and others. It talks about a lot of bodies being buried. Now, does that signify literal bodies? Well, yeah, or metaphoric bodies, things that are hidden. I'm not going to belabor this because I want to go to Pachinik. I want to go to your calls, but we're listener-supported. We developed a bio-true, and that's a term I came up with, not a scientist, but a scientist saying, no, this is the most bioavailable mustard seed processed in a cold format, not heated up, not adulterated. It's ridiculously strong. I'll be honest. I'm just going to be honest. Everybody loves Brain Force. It sells more than this. To each man, his own. One man's poison is another person's ambrosia. I like Brain Force. It's great. It's got some stuff that's, you know, prescription in Europe. It's amazing. It's healthy. It's great. So I don't like it as much, and it makes me a little irritable. Selenium is this trace element involved in electrochemical activities in the brain and all their cells. You die without it. Most people are heavily deficient in it. Last night I was exhausted after being on air 5-6 hours. I had to go another hour. I went, oh, yeah, don't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee now, pretty much, maybe once a week if I'm having breakfast for the flavor. I take selenium. So it's kind of, for me and my physiology and my biology, my metabolic system, better than our nootropic Brain Force. But now, to each person their own. But Supermel Vitality, the BioTrue Selenium, 23% off DNA Force with the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, and more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we're going to end the Hillary for Prison shirt because, you know, it's a great idea we launched over a year ago. It's a huge meme. Trump brought it up last night. It's great. I just, all good things come to an end. Everybody else is copying it. That's fine. But if you want the original with the red InfoWars on the shoulder and the legalized freedom on the back, InfoWars.com, get it today, and the profit we make will fund the operation. We need the funding. Thank you all for your support. You see what we're doing. Thank you for your prayers. There isn't a better place to put your support. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that humbly. I cannot believe we are the most effective force out there other than DrugsReport.com. I wish there was 10 other groups more effective. It is a creepy feeling. But it's also very good. Quite frankly, as a man, I'm putting it all on the line. The Bullrog's coming across the bridge. I don't care. It's actually, I'm really alive. I feel guilty if they do something to me for my kids, but just what, I'm all in. It's done. It's done. I'm going next level attack. I'm not pulling any punches. I'm going my gut, my research, my heart, my intellect, and I'm just all in. That's why you see we're even more aggressive now, because I am a madman now. 18 hours a day. I am not stopping. I'm going all the way right through this election. No matter what happens, the fight is on. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. You can feel the spirit of liberty and renaissance in America rising. And liberty's rising worldwide. The evil is rising as well against it. But it is a epic time to be alive. Now, I love it when Pachinik wants to come on, because I'm just trying to get him on. Former head of psychological warfare of the State Department. Held high positions in the State Department, worked for other agencies, helped found with General Boykin, Delta Force, best-selling author Tom Clancy's co-writer, and was the main source, composite character Jack Ryan, overthrew countries, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to go into all that. People know he's a smart guy. They've seen how much he talked about come true. I'll tell you, he wasn't really a real popular guest 15 years ago. This is like CFR and stuff. He's out of that now, but you know, people didn't get it. Now they really love him, the listeners, because they get he really knows what he's talking about. So we don't have a lot of time. I got callers I promise we'll go to, but just a gestalt, a snapshot. I don't know your view yet. StevePachinik.com. We'll put your Twitter up as well. What was your view on last night? I think he's himself. He was devastating. It was perfectly done. I'm afraid they're going to kill him. I mean, this is beautiful.
Well, let me just say thanks for allowing me to come on again. I'm fighting with you and the people, but I thought it was brilliant. This was exactly what I was waiting for. I have to thank Steve Bannon and Josh Kushner for doing the most brilliant psychological operation I've seen in a long time, putting the four women there before the debate, putting them during the debate, and Trump was on the offense. He was polite. He was direct. And he clearly stated what the issues were.
He was like a surgeon, because I know you're a doctor.
That's correct. It was a surgical strike, irrespective of all the nonsense about the comments afterwards, which were nonsensical. What Trump was providing was the voice for our revolution, which is far greater than the Republican Party. And as I've said repeatedly over a year and a half, the Republican Party is finished. It's not relevant. We who have fought from the day one since 9/11 and created the Tea Party, helped you with the Alex Jones Show, have now a spokesperson for that revolution. That revolution will continue. He indicted Hillary. He said, "You're going to prison." He was right. She is going to prison. Ironically, Comey, of the FBI, the only success he's ever had besides destroying the FBI, destroying the Department of Justice, was to indict and convict Martha Stewart for obstruction of justice.
When she did nothing.
And lying. Can you believe that? But he couldn't do that for Hillary Clinton. Trump brought out the fact that John Brennan, the DNI, Loretta Lynch, of the Attorney General, the entire system.
He brought up Hillary supporting rapists. He brought up how they're working with ISIS.
He enumerated the whole thing, and the liberal press cannot handle it. But I want to go back a little bit before Bill Clinton. There is a history in the Democratic Party of fornication in the White House. Let's start with LBJ, who continuously seduced a group of women.
Or Kennedy.
Well, wait, before that, more importantly, because LBJ seduced Doris Kearns Goodwin, this beloved historian of the left wing who continuously writes about Lincoln. Then you have JFK, who was an Addison's disease, had amphetamines, vitamins, and shots on a daily basis, was not a good lover, repeatedly had women in the White House. And let me quote Colin Powell, General Colin Powell, who said that Hillary is a disaster with hubris. No matter what she touches, it always gets screwed up. And he then added, it's Colin Powell.
Well, also, I mean, it's confirmed by everybody, Secret Service, FBI, Blackwater folks, special forces that have guarded her. They said she blows up constantly. We're talking carpet chewing, you know, screaming, yelling over nothing. She's, as a psychiatrist, what is this? These blow-ups?
She is sick. As a psychiatrist, I have said repeatedly, and as a neurologist, she has Parkinsonism. She cannot run for the presidency of the United States. I, again, compel her doctor, who was a disaster in her diagnosis, and Columbia physician surgeons to release the information to show that she has Parkinsonism. You could see yesterday, she continuously smiled, looked up.
She had to sit down. She had to sit down, basically.
She had to sit down, but remember the same man who ends up as the CIA guy to fix her panel was there at the end all the time. She has to read her answers. She could not handle an active, vigorous campaign. She has not flown. She cannot fly. She cannot really exert any energy throughout an eight-hour day.
Exactly. She's going to be off for 20 days, they announced last week. We're like five in.
You know, this is a crime, and this is where the FBI individuals have to break out, the CIA has to break out, the military officers have to break out.
Exactly. Now is the time to start disregarding this criminal group that's hijacked the country. If you're an American, this is not mutiny. We have to stop going with these people.
No, this is not mutiny at all. This is a real revolution in a way that we haven't seen since 1776, because corruption has permeated the Republican Party through this deep insecurity.
Trump, that he has these horrible neocons and these nobodies and these sycophants of the establishment against him, that's a good thing.
I think it's brilliant because what he has done is to recapitulate the fact that all these neocons, the Wolfowitzes, the Pearls, the Steve Hadleys, the John Boltons, none of whom served in our military, all of whom avoided our service in Vietnam, nevertheless, under the auspices of the Israeli Mossad, have come to the United States with dual citizenship, including Chertoff, Giuliani's right-hand prosecutor, and created a 9/11 standout. This is still the effect of what happened when America realized, thanks to you and others, that we had our own government kill our own people. This is the aftermath. But the Republican Party is so stupid, so inept, that they can't put a handle around it. They didn't realize it.
I agree. Okay, so we've done postmortem on this. How do you expect him, with 27 and a half days, to strike back? A false flag, they try to kill him, a fake false flag on Hillary, more fake, you know, lawsuits with Jane Doe's.
They can try whatever false flag. It's now irrelevant. Hillary's not even relevant anymore. She is sick, incapable of...
But she is relevant that they would try to put that walking corpse in, shows how arrogant the establishment is.
Well, they can put whatever corpse they want, but Trump will blow it out. Now I understand that he really does understand psychological warfare, and he is effectively using it, and will continue...
Well, let me give you the news, then. You may not know this. You probably do with your sources. I've confirmed he got convinced by family. The Clintons lied to them and said, let's play nice. Let's not go there. That's why he did that at the last debate. Now he understands, and he's told some of his family that mean well. It shows he's a good guy. He listens to his family, but it's also kind of a bad thing. He just said, look, sit down. Watch what I do. So now we're seeing Trump be Trump, and he needs to just stay that way.
That's exactly right. And I think Kushner and I think Bannon have done a brilliant job, and Ms. Conway as well, of steering him right to the right direction. And now the American public has to understand this is not about a person. This is not about a personality as much as it is about a dynamic that...
Exactly. He's a figurehead. It's the old establishment. We know they're bad. Doesn't matter what they throw at Trump now. He's our figurehead.
That's correct. He is the articulation of what you and I and many of others have said. We are tired. We're sick of it. We no longer want to follow what this country has been doing and what the leaders. You have Obama, CIA, a bred infant. Clinton, another CIA bred infant. Bush Jr., a disaster, another CIA. This is the end of the CIA and its capability to insert into our presidency the people that they've nurtured and created. In turn, we have Michael Flynn of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and she has, on the other hand, somebody not as capable, Michael Hayden. But now we have a confrontation between the civilian intelligence and the military intelligence, which is what I've said for a long time. It's time that our military intelligence took over, did not follow the precepts of an incompetent Catholics in Action, or CIA, and just put our country into a steady stream of effectiveness. I still go back to General Eisenhower. It was Eisenhower who, as a general, said, beware of the military-industrial complex. It was Eisenhower who went to Korea and stopped the war that Truman, a Democrat, created. It was Eisenhower who warned of a potential war.
And who tried to fix race relations, which the Democrats then seized on and weaponized.
Correct. Now, the fact that Hillary's using Putin as a false emblem of nastiness and bitterness is the fact that she is inept. She has always been inept as Secretary of State.
I agree, but let's go back to Eisenhower, because it seems like everything good came out of him, and we saw shadows of it. Like, he stabilized Iraq, Egypt, put in groups that were secular, and then the CIA changes its policy and overthrows those to put jihadis in to destabilize it all, I guess, to have some place to bomb. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Eisenhower warned America of the CIA's detrimental force to our country. He warned Alan Dulles, and he reprimanded him and the other individuals, because he had General Biddle Smith, and he had created his own psychological operations within the White House, which he kept away from the CIA. He didn't like the work. He didn't like who they were. He himself was exactly what America was, Midwestern, modest, not grandiose, in no way was he interested in money. He was 59 years old when he was a colonel under Douglas MacArthur, one of the biggest pains in the ass that we've ever had as a general. And he effectively led a war in Europe. He then returned to become president of Columbia University, not the head of a company, not the head of some corporation, didn't take money at $600,000 a shot the way Hillary did or Bill, and went on to become president of the United States. He had Nixon. Nixon had shortfalls, but having worked with him, I've got to tell you, he was a brilliant man. And considering they call him Tricky Dick, in comparison to Hillary, he was only missing 18 minutes versus Hillary's 32,000 emails.
That's right. All right. I'm going to come back and take a few calls in two final segments. You can write shotgun list. I appreciate you being here, Dr. Pacheney. No David Knight's taking over. I'm going to go to these calls, but just we're about to go to break. Let me just ask you this quick. They're going to strike back, though, and they run these hoaxes that he's got to step down. How do we get the public not to buy into that?
Because they avoid it and just continuously support him and listen to you and work on what we need to do for ourselves.
But you're really confident we're going to be able to beat him. I mean, I know he's going to win, but they're going to try to steal.
We can beat him. The next 30 days is very important because, remember, 30 days in 21st century is an accelerated period of time. I want the people to go out, to vote, to watch the electoral booths, and to keep on supporting him. She is finished. She's physically and mentally not capable of traveling, not capable of answering.
No, I understand. I understand. But the elite are so arrogant, they're going to try to just steal it and put her in there. What happens if they're going to steal it when we come back? I mean, Trump's going to fight it, obviously, but CNN has openly fake polls where they have almost double sampling for Democrats. I mean, this is unprecedented.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Empower your health and wealth while supporting the shows you love on GCN. I'm doing just that. G'day, I'm Jamel Bookaboo. I heard Dr. Wallach on GCN. Now my wife and I support our 5 children and do what we love with Youngevity. For information on how you can do the same and get free training, go to teamgday.com. That's TEAMGDAY.com. Call me now on 808-436-5025. That's me, Jamel. Call me now, 808-436-5025. Aloha.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, Don and Mike, I'm going to be at Steve Pacheney. SteveMachaney.com is our guest. Let's put a Twitter up on screen so I can plug that too. I'm Alan Jones of InfoWars.com. This is a huge time to be alive. This is real. I've not been excited about other elections because it's just two wings on the same bird. This is different. Seismic. It's global. It's important. We need new management. This isn't even about, you know, parties or anything. This is about a corrupt elite, disconnected, smoking their own dope. But briefly, in 30 seconds, Dr. Pachinik, I understand you're putting a good face on. I agree. We're in very positive waters. The general public needs confidence. They get roped into these stampedes like lemmings. But for our listeners, who you know, aren't your average duck, they understand what's going on. I mean, I really want to know, from your perspective, how you think they're going to strike back. I mean, I get the fact trying to run this sick, crazy woman just shows they shouldn't be in office. But at the same time, they're still going to try this. They're still going to run this thing. They're still going to try to steal it. So what do we do?
Well, what we do is, number one, I would love to see the honorable men and women of the FBI who've been compromised by a corrupt boss, James Comey, to come out on their own and basically state that
Leak.
They no longer believe in their leader and that
he's Ooh, imagine a press conference. If 100 of them stood together, you couldn't fire them all. It'd be over.
Well, that's my point. And it's time for the American citizen who works for the CIA, for the
Exactly. FBI. Why do you and I have to be the ones hanging our ass out here? And I'm not bragging that we're heroes, but where is that survival instinct?
You and I, it's very simple. You and I don't have a pension. We're not guaranteed our livelihood. You and I know that we have to hustle every day for our living. We don't have a guaranteed life cycle. But the FBI individual thinks that he or she is going to be given, going to be taken care of for their whole life, get a pension. It's just not going to happen.
But you said it. They are discrediting it with a mortal wound. They can't put this back together again unless they turn against it.
Well, they have to. There's no other alternative. And I know many of the FBI career officers, and they have to remember, James Comey was never an FBI agent. He was never a special agent.
He's a Politico.
He was a prosecutor. And he was a lawyer, and he was a compromised lawyer, with along with Sandy Berger and Cheryl Mills and all the
other. But you're right. The next 28 days, we need people now to do the right thing, folks.
That's
do
correct.
It.
The first thing I would say, I'd like the FBI people to walk out and say, look, we no longer can support Comey. There are those in the CIA who can say the same thing about John Brennan. There are those in the military who could say, look, we're standing up for what we believe in. But they can defy orders. If the orders and the people are incompetent or corrupt, there is an obligation in the Constitution for us to fight the men.
That's in the Declaration of Independence. You're right. Don in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to finally be able to talk to you. Hey, you termed Hillary the walking corpse. In fact, when I saw that fly crawling all over her face, the first thing that came to mind was rotting demon flesh.
I mean, I've been saying she's like a reanimated corpse for a while. I don't know what drugs they got her on. That's a good question for Pachinik. How could she be not able to even be in public for a while and do okay at these debates? She has to rest for weeks and weeks as a physician. What are they doing?
There's another issue that you brought out a long time ago, and I think that she may be receiving blood transfusions, which has been known in the past to revive certain people for a certain amount of time. But if you looked at her at the end of the debate, she was very tired. She was
exhausted. She was having to sit down. There was a few minutes when we've got clips coming up where she kind of blacks out.
Correct. And then that CIA operative, who's their lawyer, so to speak, but he worked in Africa and elsewhere, comes in and takes out her notes. It's the same guy you see all the time.
Absolutely. Great point, Dr. Pachinik. Don, go ahead. Anything else? Yeah, it's like she's a pile of dead flesh.
In that post-debate interview, she looked like she'd about had it. Her eyes were bugged out and going in different directions. And, I mean, I think she reached the limit of her drugs, yeah.
It just shows the hubris. Why didn't they get a better candidate? Because it's her turn. It's her turn, Dr. Pachinik, isn't it? So we have to run a corpse.
Well, the point is that she's so ruthless and the machinery is so corrupt that they've compromised everybody in the government, including Comey, Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, they're their own worst enemy. They don't get it. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones bringing them down. We just want to stop nuclear war. Thank you, Don. Mike and others, your call 70 seconds away with Dr. Pachinik. Then we've got David Knight coming in. Get ready.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.